20 minutes, it's the themes of forests and a special character from late night radio. But first, the world leader explores his space ambitions in tonight's Madness episode. This is a classic recording. You may experience distortion or low audio quality, but please do not adjust your speakers or radio, because this is the intended effect.
Madness.
Episode 61. The world leader goes to the moon.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Turn that earpiece and shit off. You're getting too old for this.
You're getting too old for everything you do. Why can't a world leader like me have a little enjoyment? I work. Well, I slave. Well, more enslave.
You call that enjoyment? If that stays on any longer, I'll have to knock that stereo off the shelf. My ears are beginning to ring from listening to that.
I don't give a shit. It's a classic track. Your Pavarotti couldn't write something like that if he was held at gunpoint sat next to a grand piano. But anyway, I've nailed that stereo into the wall. Will you stop playing Pavarotti behind me when I'm trying to organise important world meetings on the phone?
Why can't you use your mobile? You got that for a reason. If I hear that music on past 10, I'll cut the power cord with my plastic scissors. Haven't you got a mission tomorrow? You should be getting to bed. I need my peace. I'm going to bed myself in a minute. I don't want to hear another peep out of this room.
I'm not sure about the peep, but maybe a crack. I'll be leaving at 1 a.m. to begin this mission. There is somewhere that the Empire has not yet had the opportunity to acquire, which represents the last piece of Earth. And I use that word lightly, not to be part of the Great Iraq.
Why the fuck do you want another country? I mean, you've got enough countries already. How the fuck are you going to run them all? Son?
Well, it's not quite a country exactly, and very soon it won't be anything. In fact, it may well be the moon.
I didn't want to be looking up in the sky just to see a big white round thing that's just another one of your countries.
Well, I wasn't planning to run it. I was just planning to knock it into rather another shape. It gives the comrades far too much inspiration to see the moon. They think that one day they might actually have peace and freedom again. Not only that, but when I look at it, it gives me fucking headaches. I and the rest of my team will be preparing, so I will be leaving at 1 a.m. So don't wait up.
I won't. You're going to be setting that f***ing alarm. If I hear that going off, I'll be coming in there and elbow it off the shelf personally. Good night, son.
The world leader calls Mr. Dodd.
Good evening.
Yesterday, I asked you to create a spaceship in less than 24 hours. Well, now I need the goods.
Well, I'm afraid I wasn't quite able to complete it in that time. I have so far only come up with a small car. It seems to take off and then explode.
You f***ing imbecile! I asked you to build a f***ing fleet of spaceships in under 24 hours for the new Iraqi Space Agency, and you come up with a f***ing car?
Yes, but I've thought of a solution. And you only gave me 12 hours, as I recall.
Well, I'll be glad, because I was just contemplating your execution. Tell me where we can find a f***ing spaceship now, or you'll be a passenger of the car you invented.
Well, there is the abandoned ex-NASA site that was deserted as soon as you took over the USA.
With a f***load of spaceships, if I remember.
Yes, but with a small slight problem. I cannot locate any crew. I have the people of one village who are forcing to accompany you on this mission, but not any of them actually have any skills as astronauts. Many of them can only drive a tractor.
You're telling me that you've cocked this up, aren't you?
Well, no, but...
Just tell me that you've cocked up.
My name is Mr. Todd, and I have cocked up this mission. Wait, Vulcan's at my house and wants to speak to you.
I have located Mr. Armstrong.
Earlier, somewhere in the former United States, which is now the United States of Iraq...
Who in the hell is that at this time? It is I. Who? I don't feel authorized to accept visitors at this time. Well then, you will have to accept your front door being embedded at the back of the living room. Okay, I'm opening the door.
It's 1 a.m. and the world leader's alarm goes off.
Sam, your fucking alarm's going off! I can't get any sleep tonight, wanted to tell you about that! I've been woken by that shrill piece of shit 7 times, you cretin!
The alarm continues.
Saddam, wake the fuck up! Your fucking alarm's going off!
I'm awake!
Wait a minute! Why has this alarm suddenly gone off? It doesn't usually do that.
It's broke. I rammed it into my glass of water. You can't tell the time from the face of it anymore.
You're an ungrateful little piece of shit! You know what you pay for that alarm clock? 1.5 points?
I wouldn't hesitate to guess. Well, I've got another 50 anyway.
I got that from the second-hand market for your 36th birthday. We'll be getting you anything again.
Well, you know I have to leave for a certain acquisition meeting.
Where are you going?
Well, let's just say it involves something big and white and you can see it from virtually anywhere tonight.
Sometime later.
Mr. Dodd, I hope you're ready. Just don't give me any bad news regarding the progress of this mission. It's 1 a.m. and I don't want to hear that.
Well, in that case, we are not using the same spaceship that NASA designed 30 years ago, as I haven't had time to develop a new one that doesn't explode.
You total fuckwit! I prohibited you from telling me any bad news! Do you realise how little news I actually have for you? And how at any time I might just randomly pull any one of my 100 triggers? And that's it! You're gone!
Yes, I have realised that. It's constantly in the back of my mind. But it's still better than teaching a bunch of unruly kids who haven't done their homework for the 7th class in a row, who don't listen to a damn word I say anyway.
You might just get to see space at least once before you die in mysterious circumstances.
In the NASA Space Center, now the ISA.
Okay, everyone gathered here today. Attention. Mr. Dodd. You are the Empire's technical and scientific assistant. And Vulcan, you're the Empire's chief intelligence agent. And Neil Armstrong, kidnapped and once American hero.
So glad you could be kidnapped to be here tonight.
And finally, citizens who are involuntarily taking part in this mission. What we are to do now will represent one of our Empire's most historic events in our short history. We are conquering the moon and beginning the conquering of outer space. When the countdown begins from this remote control I have pressed into my finger.
I'm so sorry to inform you of this, sir, but I've already started the countdown.
Well, don't just stand there. Everybody stop boarding the ship. And just so you hurry, the last one to board will be let go by me personally in space.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off!
In space.
Okay, stand to attention. I haven't actually bothered to insert any gravity on this spaceship, so you'll just have to make your own way. On this spaceship, there will be a total of 300 people. In less than 1 minute, there will be a total of 299. As I have mentioned earlier, there is Mr. Dodd, Vulcan, once American hero Neil Armstrong, and our technical crew, and 250 comrades from a village 10 miles to the west of Basra. I'm sorry to state that a Mr. Mohammed Beslan was last to enter the spaceship. Mr. Beslan, as you could have been personally responsible for holding up such a vital mission by 2 seconds, may I ask that you step forward and you will be ejected from the plane, and the last thing you will ever see in life is space.
This rocket is fast enough that we are nearly there. Is that the Earth below? It doesn't look anything like the pictures I have in science books. It looks mainly red and scorched.
Well, this is the era of the Empire now. A lot of the areas that you see down below, such as Africa, are now used for nuclear testing. So a lot of the planet is starting to look red as a whole.
Except the polar ice caps.
Well, they're already beginning to melt.
A lot of Britain has already gone under ferocious